When the monkeys reached the shore of the ocean, they became dejected upon seeing its vastness, thinking themselves incapable of crossing over to Lanka. Angada encouraged the monkeys. Despondency is useless, for it has never caused an action to bear fruit. Indeed, despair is the root of failure. It is as deadly as a poisonous snake. Now, whoever can leap 100 yojanas to rescue Sita from the clutches of Ravana, please step forward so we can become freed from the wrath of Sugriva. Since no one responded to Angada's call, he began asking the monkeys individually how far they could jump. Some said that they could jump 10 yojanas, or 20, 30, 40, or even 50. Mainda said he could jump 60 yojanas, and Vavida claimed 70. Susena declared he could easily jump 80 yojanas, while Jambavan explained, "Formerly, I had an almost unlimited jumping capacity. However, now at the end of my life, I can only leap 90 yojanas. Long ago, when Lord Vamana covered the entire universe, I circumambulated him as he took his 3 massive strides. Unfortunately, I am no longer capable of jumping to Lanka in order to rescue Sita." Finally, Angada spoke. "I can probably jump 100 yojanas, but I doubt I could do so a second time in order to make the return journey." "Oh, Angada, I am sure that with your prowess, you could leap 1,000 yojanas. However, you are the leader of this expedition, and it would not be proper for you to accomplish this task yourself. Therefore, my dear prince, you must order someone else to do it." "No, Jambavan, it does not matter who is in charge. If someone does not go to Lanka, be it myself or someone else, then our only alternative is to fast until death. Therefore, you please devise some means whereby we can cross the ocean and thus save ourselves from the wrath of Sugriva." "Oh, Angada, do not worry, for I shall now appeal to someone who will certainly be able to perform this difficult feat. Oh, Hanuman, it is you, for you are equal to Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu. Why have you not spoken up? Oh, monkeys, please listen now as I describe the glories of the best of all monkeys. Once, one of the foremost Apsaras named Punji Kashtali was cursed by a rishi, and she thus took birth as Anjana, the daughter of the monkey king Kunjara. Anjana grew up to be unparalleled in beauty and could change her form at will. Once, after having married the monkey chief Kesari, Anjana took the form of a human being and began wandering through the mountains. But upon seeing the beautiful Anjana, Vayu became captivated and removed her dress by means of the wind. When Vayu saw Anjana's rounded and closely united thighs, her swelling breasts, and other feminine attractions, Vayu became overwhelmed with sexual desire and by force embraced her. But unable to see her assailant, Anjana cried out, "What is this? Who is violating my vow to accept only one husband? Oh, Anjana, it is I, the god of air, Vayu. I have not physically spoiled your chastity, because I have entered you mentally. So by my grace, you will give birth to a powerful son who is equal to myself in ranging at will." Anjana then became pleased by hearing Vayu's words, and soon thereafter gave birth to Hanuman within a mountain cave. The next morning, when baby Hanuman saw the rising sun, he thought it to be a shiny fruit. Desiring to catch it, he leaped more than 3,000 yojanas into the sky, but he was thrown back to earth by the sun's brilliance. Unscathed, Hanuman jumped again. But this time, however, Indra became angry by Hanuman's audacity and hurled his thunderbolt. Thus, Indra's weapon dashed Hanuman against a mountainside, fracturing the left side of his chin. Indeed, it is because of this very incident that Hanuman has received his name, for it means one having a broken chin. But Vayu became furious at Indra's aggression against his son and began withholding the air from the three worlds. This plunged all the demigods into great anxiety. With Lord Brahma at their head, they rushed to the abode of Vayu, hoping to pacify him. And just to satisfy the wind god, Lord Brahma blessed Hanuman to become invincible in battle. Indra was pleased and surprised to see that the baby monkey had not been killed by his thunderbolt. Therefore, he awarded Hanuman the benediction of being able to die at will. And so, I consider Hanuman alone to be capable of executing our mission. Of course, in the past, this little jump would have been nothing for me. As Lord Trivikrama expanded his three steps to take away Bali's kingdom, I soared around the world 21 times to circumambulate him. When the demigods and demons wanted to produce nectar, it was I who single-handedly collected all the herbs that were thrown into the ocean of milk. But now, however, I have grown old, so it is now time for Hanuman to exhibit his prowess. Hanuman then became greatly encouraged upon hearing these words of glorification. And then, to the joy of all the monkeys present, Hanuman began expanding himself into a gigantic form while telling of his own glories. I am able to go around Mount Meru 1,000 times without even pausing. And by splashing the waters of the ocean, why, I could inundate the entire world. And I could circumambulate Garuda 1,000 times as he flies through the sky. And I can also uproot the entire city of Lanka, carrying it a great distance, if I so desire. All the monkeys were most thrilled to hear Hanuman boast of his prowess. However, just to remind him of the gravity of the situation, the monkeys said, "All of us shall stand here upon one foot until you return, and so our very lives rest upon you, as well as all hopes for recovering Sita. O monkeys, I will leap from the peak of Mount Mahindra, since it is capable of sustaining the immense pressure I will exert on the earth in order for me to leap." Then Hanuman departed, and within a minute Hanuman arrived at the mighty Mahindra Hill, which would serve as the support for his monumental leap.